104.9 The Morning Exits. Lori and Kev at 8:53 on the phone now from footballabsurdity.com. Mr. Waleed Ismail, welcome back to the program, my friend.
Thank you for having me, guys.
Morning.
All right,
morning.
So how happy were you on Sunday with the Bears-Packers win?
Oh, you get the, you take the division and you knock the Packers out of the playoffs at the same time. I was ecstatic.
Any opportunity to see Aaron Rodgers embarrassed and on the ground?
Always a good thing. It's what we all want. It's what we all need.
I was avoiding making the same joke that everyone else is making.
What's that?
Like, where's your Allstate agent now or whatever insurance company?
Where's your discount? Double check now.
Right. So how do you see the rest of the season going for the Bears?
Well, I don't know because I don't know if you've noticed, but Jared Goff looked kind of shook. He had another bad game after the Bears beat him up. The Rams lose one more game and the Bears went out. You get home field, which early at least you get a bye, which is one home game in the playoffs. The Saints can somehow lose out and the Bears can win out. You have a chance to have home field. It's not a big one, but you just want to see that. Regardless, I think the Bears will win out, but who knows?
Well, I'll take that optimism.
Yeah.
Put it right there
in my
pocket.
It's hard not to be optimistic.
Right. After seeing what's happening, it's a good run. I hope the momentum keeps up. You always got to hope, right?
Absolutely.
All right, let's talk football fails.
Fail! Bronze medal's going to go to Sebastian Janikowski. Seattle Seahawks could have clinched with a win last week, and a guy was running a kickoff back, and he just got out of the way. Let the guy just run it home. I don't know what he was thinking, but when you end up losing that game, it kind of stinks. So
yeah, when you're the kicker, you're the last line of defense against a run back.
Well, and he just didn't try. It was just like, let me hold this door open for you, sir.
I mean, in today's NFL, he's not expecting to have to stop the guy. You know, there's very few run backs that happen. You know what? In most kickers' cases, I would want to get out of the way, but he's not a little guy.
No, he could do some damage.
Kickers nowadays in the NFL guess it guys fairly often. Like, it's fairly inexplicable.
Janikowski, though, man. Is he just slow? Is that his problem?
He's definitely slow, but I don't know if that's like a physical thing.
I mean, he knows his abilities, and he's just like, I'll just get out of the way.
Yeah. Fail! Silver medal. It's going to go to the running back. I can't even remember his name. I'm drawing a blank. He's on the Saints, though. All they need to do is, like, score a touchdown with 2 minutes left in the game, and they have it won. And then remember when the Bears fumbled at the 1 yard line into the end zone and then it ended up going to the other team?
Yeah, I remember that.
Mm-hmm.
That's what happened at the end of the Saints game to give Carolina a chance to come back. Well, he's a running back. All you have one job, don't fumble the football.
Football.
Yeah. It's embarrassing to fumble, but when you fumble at a very crucial moment, you probably want to quit.
Yeah, well, I think his team wanted him to quit at that point, after the game.
That's like a comedian bombing on The Tonight Show with their big opportunity. You know, you don't want to bomb at that moment.
Yeah, it was terrible.
And the gold, sir.
Fail! The gold has to go to Mr. Aaron Rodgers.
Yes!
Mr. Aaron Rodgers, you let a man sack you with his ass. I don't know if you saw that.
Yes.
Khalil Mack with his destructive derriere. It was just hilarious. I have never seen a pass rusher so good that his bottom can just take you down.
And not only that, but the offensive lineman kind of helped him into it.
Oh, yeah,
he kind of shoved
held.
Mack
why.
Into him.
Like, you can hold back almost all of them, but just not that booty. That booty was getting in there, and it was taking Aaron Rodgers down. And Aaron Rodgers, you let the Bears' booty take you down.
One of the only linebackers in the league who's terrifying from the front and the back.
Yes.
Waleed Ismail of footballabsurdity.com on Twitter, and I am the Waleed.
Yeah. Thank you guys for having me.
Miss something on The Morning X? Listen to clips at thexrockford.com.